developments in constructing general class of smooth supergravity solutions that would provide viable duals of field theories with less supersymmetry. In this talk, I'm going to start to motivate the study of such solutions, and in particular, describe qualitatively the mechanism behind finding smooth supergravity solutions with less supersymmetry that we termed resolution by transgression. As a next step, I'm going to turn to illustrate the examples of such smooth solutions. And in particular, I'm going to go into details to describe the self-dual resolved string as a most illustrative and simplest example. Then I'm going to turn to summarizing the properties of resolved D3 and M2 brains and also mention other examples. As a third stage, I'm going to turn to some mathematical aspects, developments that were associated with the explicit construction of harmonic forms on Ricci flat spaces necessary to obtain such resolved solutions and really get the explicit form of them. And then I'm going to conclude with a summary of properties of solutions and mention few open directions for future research. This work is primarily based on recent work with Hong Liu and Chris Poe, as well as the second paper together also with Gary Gibbons. ADS-CFT correspondence provides us with powerful tool to gain new insights into strongly coupled supersymmetric conformal field theories in different D dimensions. A particular example, the prototype examples of D3 brain solutions is a supergravity solutions of type 2B supergravity specified by the 10-dimensional metric, the self-dual five-form field strength, which are completely determined in terms of the harmonic functions on the transverse flat space-time. If we take a decoupling limit of the solution, we end up with a space-time that is a product of five-dimensional anti-de-Sitter space-time and five-sphere. And this gravity background provides for us a background to on which the string theory on ADS5 cross S5 is related to the dual theory on the boundary corresponding to D equal 4, N equal 4 Super-Young-Mills theory. This is a theory with a large supersymmetry, but our ultimate goal in this effort is really to elucidate non-trivial aspects of strongly coupled theories with less supersymmetry, ultimately QCD, but for the time being, at least one would like to get new insights into field theories with at least N equal 1 supersymmetry. So in this endeavor to elucidate that type of field theories with less supersymmetry, one is naturally led to search to construct viable non-singular supergravity solutions that have less supersymmetry. As a brief side comment, I would like to mention that just within pure N equal 2, D equal 5 gate supergravity, some progress has been made in understanding the nature of such gravity solutions. Originally, the gauging of this theory with vector multiplets only generically yielded only singular solutions, and that's not appropriate for the study of the dual N equal 1 field theories. But recent generalizations that included the gauging of hypermultiplets provided new novel gravity solutions. Some examples correspond to smooth solutions conformal both in the ultraviolet and infrared, as well as solutions that in the infrared correspond to flat supersymmetric spacetimes. And those are the classes of solutions that may provide viable gravity duals of N equal 1, D equal 4 field theories. Nevertheless, what is really important in understanding such gravity solutions is the whole structure of those solutions, including their higher dimensional embedding and the full interpretation, which leads me really to the main focus of this talk. So let me turn back to our prototype, the D3 brain, which actually in the decoupling limit has the maximal supersymmetry as the supergravity solution. So how are we going to construct the solution that has less supersymmetry? One way of doing that is to replace the flat six-dimensional spacetime with another non-compact Ricci flat spacetime that has fewer Killing spinners. When one does that, the actual solution still has the same forum, and the warp factor H still satisfies formally the same equation, but now it's a box defined in the background of this Ricci flat spacetime. So with this replacement, one, in principle, has killed two birds with one stone. Namely, one has reduced the solution to that with less supersymmetry and, in general, broken conformal invariance of the theory. But there is really a major drawback in this attempt. Generically, doing that in that way, one ends up with a harmonic function H that in this generic Ricci flat spacetime is singular, and thus this is a supergravity solution with less supersymmetry that is singular and thus not very useful to study the dual field theory. So in order to resolve the singularity, one turns on additional fluxes in the context of D3 brains, also referred to as fractional brains. Namely, the turning on of additional fluxes like three-forum field strengths would, through Chern-Simons terms, modify equations of motion for self-dual five-forum field strength that supports the whole D3 brain. Now, the turning on of these three additional fluxes can be achieved if we can find the harmonic self-dual three-forum on the transfer six-dimensional Ricci flat space. Once this is done, then one modifies the original solution, the five-forum field strength gets modified, and there is a chance that the final solution will be non-singular and at the same time have less supersymmetry. This idea was originally employed by Klebanovich-Strassler, but the whole approach was preceded also with earlier work by Klebanov and Witten, and mainly pursued by Klebanov in diverse collaborations. Well, this mechanism, illustrated briefly for the D3 brain, can be put in a more general context, which led Chris and Hong and myself to address in a more general context the way one can really resolve supergravity solutions and at the same time have the viable duals with less supersymmetry. The mechanism behind this resolution of gravity solution we named resolution via transgression. And the mechanism behind this resolution is based essentially on the Chern-Simons type modifications of original equations of motion when one turns on additional fluxes for particular brain solution. So for example, if we take a particular brain configuration that has n plus 1 transverse dimensions, that means it's supported by n-forum magnetic field strength flux. So starting with that solution and adding to it additional fluxes, the Chern-Simons modification, transgression terms, modify the original equation for n-forum field strengths in a way that on the right-hand side corresponds to the additional non-zero fluxes. Now, having the n plus 1 dimensional transfer spacetime that corresponds to the Ricci flat spacetime, and if this spacetime allows for harmonic P forums, then we can equate the additional fluxes, we can support them in terms of the harmonic P forums. These additional fluxes will enter into the modified equations, give us modified solution for the P brain configurations. And actually, depending on the nature of these harmonic functions living on Ricci flat spacetimes, we may end up with fully regular solution. In particular, what one can determine on more general grounds is if this harmonic P function that supports the additional fluxes is L-square normalizable, the actual solution can be rendered into completely non-singular solution. I could choose to be more quantitative in the case of D3 brain, but I'm going to turn to a somewhat more simpler example to illustrate the whole point in more explicitly. So let me start first with the example of self-dual six-dimensional string that in the case of just flat transverse space-time is described in terms of this six-dimensional metric, the self-dual field strength, and the warp factor is determined by the harmonic function on this transverse four-dimensional space. In the decoupling limit, this basic solution then corresponds to space-time with the ADS3 cross S3 structure, and is related through the ADS-CFT correspondence to maximally supersymmetric 1,0 two-dimensional field conformal field theory. But we actually want a solution with less supersymmetry, so what we do, we replace the four-dimensional flat space-time with a Ricci four-dimensional Iguchi-Hansen metric as a prototype example. In this case, the actual solution is still formally of the same form, with the warp factor H formally still satisfying the same equation, but now in the Iguchi-Hansen background. And as a consequence of that, the actual solution for this harmonic function is generically singular. Namely, as we approach the boundary, small distance regime, harmonic function is singular, and so solution is singular. So in order to remedy this problem, one can view D equals 6 supergravity theory as K3 reduction of heterotic string. And in this case, the corresponding Chern-Simons terms enter the Bianchi identity in terms of U1 field strength associated with the Cartan subalgebra of E8 cross E8. So if we now turn on, for specific example, just a single U1 field that is supported by a harmonic self-dual 2 form of the four-dimensional transverse space-time, we end up still formally with the same solution where the transverse space-time is that of Iguchi-Hansen metric. But now the warp factor, equation for the warp factor, is modified on the right-hand side by the square of this harmonic function. So this is the net effect of the transgression term in terms of modifying the actual solution. Now the harmonic self-dual 2 form can be explicitly determined in terms of field binary Iguchi-Hansen metric. It turns out to be elsewhere normalizable. And the explicit solution for H, for the warp factor, turns out to be, in general, of this form, which, with the judicial choice of the integration constant, can be written as completely regular solution. And one can actually trace the origin of this regularity of the solution that the original L-square normalizable 2-forum was really normalizable. And so thus the ultimate solution is completely non-singular in the whole regime. I could briefly mention now the field theory interpretation in this case, but because of the lack of time, I'll turn on and summarize the mechanisms, the way this mechanism plays a role in the case of D3 and M2 brain. So more concretely now for D3 brain, what we turn on is three-forum fluxes supported by complex harmonic self-dual three-forum of six-dimensional Ricci flat transverse space-time, which in turn then modifies the warp factor H in such a way that its equation on the right-hand side is proportional to the square of the self-dual harmonic three-forum. Actually, this is the specific, this corresponds to specific examples addressed by Klebanov and Strassler, corresponding to one type of resolution of six-dimensional conifold. And there is also another example by Pando, Zayas, and Seidlich corresponding to another resolution of the six-dimensional conifold, both of them leading to different type of the self-dual three-forum field, self-dual harmonic three-forums. The M2 brain can be now addressed analogously. Here we are dealing with the four forum field strengths. If we modify the original four forum field strength by adding a four forum, harmonic four forum on eight-dimensional transverse Ricci flat spacetime, the transgression term would modify the full solution for this M2 brain, leading to the Bohr factor, again, whose equation on the right-hand side is modified by the square of the harmonic four forum of eight-dimensional Ricci flat space. Now one can proceed with this idea and actually tabulate other possibilities where one finds the resolved solutions due to additional fluxes that enter the transgression terms and thus modify the full solution. Those are the actual transgression terms for a number of different examples. But at the end, to get the full explicit resolved solutions, one really has to find explicit harmonic forms living on non-compact transverse Ricci flat spaces. Those then enter into specific equation of motion for the Bohr factors that we have to solve and get explicit resolved p-brain solutions. So the actual problem to really address the larger class of such resolved solutions in an explicit manner is to construct explicitly harmonic forums on Ricci flat spaces. Which leads me to the third part of my talk, related to some mathematical developments in terms of constructions of such harmonic forums on Ricci flat spaces. In particular, what we set out to do is to construct explicit PQ harmonic forums in the middle dimension of 2 times n plus 1 dimensional Stenzel metric, which is a Ricci flat metric living in 2 times n plus 1 dimensions. We also set up to construct a number of other examples of middle dimension forums, in particular on Ricci flat spaces, whose topological structure is that of CK bundles over a product of Killer Einstein spaces, as well as some forums of 7-dimensional Ricci flat spaces with G2 holonomy and 8-dimensional spaces with spin 7 holonomy. Due to lack of time, I'm really going to focus and just present to you the actual explicit result for PQ forums in the case of the Stenzel metric. Stenzel metric is described on a cotangent bundle of n plus 1-dimensional sphere that has isometry SOM plus 2. The actual geometrical structure of properties of Stenzel metrics are such that at large radius, it corresponds to a asymptotically conical space. At fixed radius, the level surfaces are described by SOM plus 2 cross over SON coset spaces. And at small radius, the topology of the spacetime is R n plus 1 cross n plus 1 dimensional sphere, forming the bulk of the solution. Actually, this set of metrics for special cases are well-known examples. For n equal 1, this is a Gucci-Hansen metric. For n equal 2, is the deformed conifold of Candelas and De La Osa. For n equal 3, corresponding to eight-dimensional Ricci flat spaces, those are novel examples of eight-dimensional Ricci flat spaces, but one can generalize this idea to arbitrary dimension. Using the constructions via left invariant 1 forums, of SOM plus 2 manifold, one can actually construct explicit metrics in terms of explicit coefficients of the metrics for all the dimensions. I won't go into details, but what I'm going to show you is actually the explicit forum of the PQ harmonic forums on such Stenzel metric spaces. So this is the actual solution, first the ansatz, for the middle dimension PQ forum on the Stenzel metric spaces. In particular, all that it depends on is on two functions that are functions only of radial coordinate, and they are expressed in terms of complexified holomorphic field binds, thus directly exhibiting the specific PQ structure. The harmonicity condition then on this forum ansatz in turn gives us coupled first order differential equations for those two functions that are easily solvable, and one finds the explicit solution for these functions, radial functions F1 and F2 in terms of hypergeometric functions, which actually for specific integer p and q's in all the dimensions is expressed in terms of elementary functions of R. More concretely, if we look at P, P forum in 4P dimensions, in this case, the square of P, P forum is simple, has simple dependence on R, and it turns out to be finite both at small radius and falls off fast enough at large radius that's corresponding to L-squared normalizable forum. This is actually the only L-squared normalizable forum in the whole transfer space of Stenzel metrics. Examples of n plus 1 comma n forums in 4 n plus 2 dimensions, on the other hand, turn out to fall off with certain powers of n, but this is not enough. It turns out that those forums are only marginally non-renormalizable at large radius. One can show explicitly again from the concrete forums of this PQ forums that the degree of non-normalizability of the forums grows with the difference of P minus Q. Now the concrete examples or applications of this procedure. If we take the dimension of the Stenzel metric to be 6, this corresponds to the deformed cunifold. One has constructed in terms 2,1 harmonic forum on this deformed cunifold that gives us the resolution of the D3 brain a la Klebanov and Strassler. It, since 2,1 forum is only marginally is marginal non-renormalizable at large R, in terms the actual solution at large R grows has logarithmic deviation from the ADS spacetime, but in turn this forum is pure forum of 2,1 and Schoenberg-Apfel is supersymmetric. The example of a-dimensional Stenzel metric gives us specifically harmonic 2,2 forum, which is necessary to support new resolve M2 brains. And since this forum is completely normalizable, one gets completely non-singular solution that at large radius in the decoupling limit asymptotes to ADS4 spacetime that was recently interpreted by Herzog and Klebanov as a dual field theory interpretation of three-dimensional formal field theory perturbed by relevant operators. Another example that I cannot go into, but we will extremely mention it in extremely in a short, in a very, I want to do that as fast as possible, which is the construction of another set of Ricci-Flatkiller metrics whose topology is in terms of CK bundles over a product of Killer-Einstein spaces. In particular, the level surfaces of such Ricci-Flatt metrics correspond to U1 bundles over a product of Killer-Einstein spaces, and one focuses in particular onto the, on the product of complex projective spaces. In these constructions, in particular, certain specific examples that have only one factor of the base space that corresponds to projective space, and this projective space is CP1. This is the example of Iguchi-Hanson metric. In the cases when we have two CP factors in the base space, the case of M1 equal M2 equal 1 is the resolution of the cunifold of Candelas de la Osa. And there are other examples, M equal 1, equal 2, which corresponds to novel a-dimensional Ricci-Flatt spaces, but one can generalize that also to the multi-product of projective spaces and to dimensions greater or equal to 10. As a byproduct of construction of this matrix and subsequent determination of middle dimension forms is that one can a specific application reproduce again six-dimensional example of resolved cunifold with fractional D3 brain a la Pando-Zayas and Zeitlin. However, in this particular case, the three-forum, harmonic three-forum again, is not normalizable, but now it's not normalizable neither at large R nor at small r, thus the solution is also singular, not only has logarithmic deviations not only at large r, but it's very singular also at small r. In addition, one can show that this forum on resolved cunefold is a mixture of 1, 2, and 2, 1 forum, and one can show that actually it's not supersymmetric. In, as another application, one gets a large number, another set of examples of self-dual four forums on eight-dimensional Ricci flat spaces that would give us explicit solutions of resolved M2 brain that are supersymmetric and non-singular. Okay. As far as spin seven eight-dimensional spaces or seven-dimensional spaces with G2 holonomy, the construction of harmonic forms was actually developed a while ago by Gibbons, Page, and Pope, and we could use these harmonic forms to further construct another set of examples of resolved solutions. In particular, one gets another set of M2 brains based on harmonic forms that live on spin 7 holonomy spaces. So let me summarize the property of those solutions. So going back to physics consequences, one important feature of understanding the singularity structure of this solution or the resolution property of this solution is to understand the properties of the harmonic forums that support additional fluxes. In particular, what one can find is that the warp factor of a resolved p-brain solution, when expanded at large proper distance, has the leading term that in the decoupling limit, if this were really the genuine leading term, would correspond to ADS spacetime. Okay. But there are also corrections, which we parameterize with the powers of 1 over rho to power gamma. In the case of L-square normalizable forums, it generically happens that this subleading term is indeed subleading, gamma is greater than 0. In the decoupling limit, the solution indeed corresponds to ADS, conformal spacetime. So the boundary remains to be conformal field theory. In the case that one gets gamma negative, the forum is not L-square normalizable. And in this case, the limit to infinity, the decoupling limit, is not really that of ADS spacetime, and we have broken conformal invariance also asymptotically. Well, there is a field theory interpretation of this resolved solution, and we believe it's related to the Higgs branch of field theory. For the case of positive gamma, namely when one indeed has decoupling limit to pure ADS spacetime, the solutions are expected to be perturbations of conformal field theories by relevant operators, as pointed out very recently by Herzog and Klebanov. But for negative gammas, examples of that type would correspond to typical examples when there is indeed non-zero flux associated at the infinity with this additional, non-zero charge associated with at the infinity with these additional fluxes, and thus would have the interpretation of fractional brains. Among many examples that we studied explicitly, let me again repeat the rich structure that we indeed get for M2 brains, supported by 2.2 forms of eight-dimensional transverse Ricci flat spacetime. We got a large number of solutions, explicit solutions, with positive gamma coefficients that turned out to be supersymmetric and have the dual field theory interpretation in terms of three-dimensional conformal field theory perturbed by relevant operators. But we also found examples when gamma is negative, and thus asymptotically, we are not leading to conformal field theories, and the interpretation of these solutions is related to appearance of fractional brains. To conclude, we have provided a general mechanism to find regular p-brain solutions that have less than maximal supersymmetry. In particular, this mechanism is based on the introduction of additional fluxes that are supported by harmonic functions of transverse Ricci flat spacetimes that, by transgression terms, enter the equations of motion and modify the original solution to become resolved non-singular solution. As a byproduct, we have also developed certain techniques to construct middle dimension harmonic forms, in particular for the Stenzel metric in arbitrary dimensions, and found that actually only the middle dimension form n over 2, comma n over 2 into n dimensions is L squared normalizable, thus leading to completely regular examples of M2 resolved brains. Of course, there are a number of open avenues in addressing those issues. Among others is trying to understand in a better way the connection between different solutions, providing certain unifying treatment, and above all, to understand better dual field theory. As a more mathematical questions, there are still open questions of constructing harmonic forms for other Ricci flat spaces, such as hyperkillers, as well as harmonic functions in other than middle dimensions that await further study. Thank you.
Questions?
Yes.
For the G, my question is two parts. For the G2 and spin 7 manifolds, your L2 forms are the covariantly constant forms, or you construct other forms? That's part one. Part two is, for G2 and spin 7, are they ever L2 normalizable?
Let me answer the second one first. The forums that we used actually turned out both to be L squared normalizable.
That's for, the,
for both of them. For G2, for spin 7, one solution, we found the example of cell dual and anti-cell dual form. One turned out to be normalizable, the other one turned out to be non-renormalizable.
What manifold was this on?
It's a manifold employed in construction of Gibbons, Page, and Pope, corresponding to square 7 sphere. In particular, the topology is that of a tangent SU2 bundle over S4.
I thought your other examples.
So that is spin 7 example.
Then it should be an 8 manifold. You mean a cone?
Yes.
Of the thing you've said.
Yes. So if you look at the level surface, it has a description of SU2 tangent bundle, a bundle over S4.
So the total manifold is a cone.
Yes.
Over that thing, at least asymptotically.
Right. Yes.
And you found a normalizable form there?
Indeed.
And then for G2,
the dual example is normalizable, and the solution is fully irregular, and then shown immediately by Becker, it's supersymmetric.
And for G2, what did you have?
For G2,
For G2, it's not normalizable.
I disagree. I think it's...
Well, it can't be in the middle dimension, obviously.
No, it can't be, but it's to begin with, it's all-dimensional manifold,
yes,
right?
Right.
First of all, the examples of Stenzel metric are all in the even dimension.
It's linearly divergent, right? That's what you said in your
case. The D2 example?
Yeah, but the seven-dimensional manifold of G2
colonically,
not normalized.
Well, in any event, what seven manifold did you consider for G2? Okay, I can look
I
up the paper.
I can't answer that off okay. The top, you know, really. Yeah.
Okay, are there more questions?
Yeah,
just a comment on the previous. I think the manifold was a smoothed out cone over S3 cross S3, right?
Right.
Topologically.
Oh. So that's the same one, perhaps, that Vafa, Modestine, and
exactly,
IT investigated
yeah.
recently.
Which one are we talking about now?
The one with the D2 brains.
Yes, the G2 example.
But
yes.
if my memory doesn't fail me, that one didn't have a normalizable solution. I mean, the solution had very bad UV properties, so...
Bad UV properties means it's unnormalizable at infinity?
Yeah, badly non-normalizable.
Well, typically, you see the solutions, one can arrange typical solutions to be finite in the infrared. is the ultraviolet behavior. You know, one can't avoid one or another. Actually, in the conifold resolution, there you can do, you actually are having both infrared and ultraviolet divergent. It's the worst possible case scenario. But typical examples are if one typically constructs the form, like for the Stenzel metric, that are finite at the origin, and then they are not elsewhere normalizable at infinite distance, except for middle dimension form in 4P.
Yeah, with this D2 brain solution, I wasn't sure what to make of it because it...
you're talking about G2 example,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I thought that the resolved conifold example, as suggested by Arani, we sort of know how to interpret that now. That it's, even though it looks singular, you may be able to smooth it out. That was actually my question. Can you imagine smoothing the solution out so that it becomes supersymmetric?
Well, are you talking about the ultraviolet?
Well, the solution based on the resolved conifold, right?
Yeah.
In the UV, it has this logarithm, which you know, we think we know how to interpret as a cascade.
Right.
In the infrared, it looks singular, but that may be removed by some sort of enhanced
mechanism. The point is, you know, here you want to really do everything with this prescription. Indeed, that's what they claim. Also, the solution is not supersymmetric, as we were able to see.
But that would be very strange to me if the ultimate fate of the solution would be non-supersymmetric.
Well, maybe within the embedding that we are choosing, right?
Maybe
there is a mirror picture description in which one could view that resolution as supersymmetric, but I cannot be quantitative. At least with the concrete setup, it is not supersymmetric as such, though it does look strange. You have to keep in mind that it is a mixture of 1, 2, and 2,1 forms, and this is part of the reason why solution is not supersymmetric, and it's singular both in infrared and ultraviolet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if there are no more questions, let's thank the speaker again. So the last speaker